On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
The Prime Minister says a no deal is on the way if the EU rejects his new Brexit plan.
Today in Brussels, we are tabling what I believe are constructive and reasonable proposals, which provide a compromise for both sides.
Boris Johnson's been outlining his ideas to members of his party at the Conservative conference in Manchester, including arrangements for Northern Ireland and the Republic.
Protect the existing regulatory arrangements for farmers and businesses on both sides of the border. And at the same time, we will allow the UK, whole and entire, to withdraw from the EU.
The European Commission says it will receive the full details later and will look at them objectively. Mr. Johnson also restated his pledge to build 40 new hospitals over the next 10 years, although there was no word specifically about Canterbury. After saying at a fringe event at the party conference earlier in the week the city would be getting a new hospital, the Department of Health have confirmed there are no immediate plans for one. Canterbury MP Rosie Duffield isn't impressed.
It's just as I suspected. He doesn't really know anything about our area or in fact, in this case, what he was talking about, and just opened his mouth without particularly thinking through the consequences.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere this lunchtime, the Duke of Sussex has launched an attack on the tabloid press, claiming lie after lie has been published about his wife. Meghan is suing the Mail on Sunday over a private letter she sent to her dad, though the paper's standing by the story. Prince Harry says the powerful forces which caused his mother's death are now plaguing Meghan, but he seems keen not to let it overshadow the couple's final day of their tour of Africa.
Ever since I came to this country as a young boy, trying to cope with something I could never possibly describe, Africa has held me in an embrace that I will never forget. And I feel incredibly fortunate for that.
Nicole Watts heard, a mum of five who's been missing from Kent for almost a year, sent a text message to a friend shortly before she vanished. Sarah Wellgreen was last seen in New Ash Green on the 9th of October. Her former partner, Ben Lacomba, is on trial, accused of her murder. KMTV's Phil Wellbrook has been following the case.
A text sent to a friend at 10 p.m. on the night she went missing read, "There's always something to look forward to. You just need to open your eyes for a bit more and dream." That text and other messages from that night were amongst evidence put forward by prosecutors who claim that she was looking forward to the future.
A jury at Woolwich Crown Court has been told CCTV at their home was turned off and his car disappeared for 2 hours. The 39-year-old denies murder and the trial continues. We've just heard former newsreader Peter Sissons has died in Kent at the age of 77. His agent says he passed away at Maidstone Hospital last night, surrounded by his wife and three children. Fellow newsreader Simon McCoy's paid tribute, calling him a great journalist and a fine presenter.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Flood alerts are still in force in parts of Kent this lunchtime. The Environment Agency say they're worried about coastal areas from Hythe to Whitstable, along with land either side of the Swale, Medway and Thames during the high tide this afternoon. More than 100 alerts have been issued across the UK. A Herne Bay woman says she's hoping to raise £20,000 for surgery, which could stop her suffering from chronic pain. 22-year-old Hannah Wood says she suffered from stabbing pain in her groin, back, ribs and right leg since having her appendix out 10 years ago. She can only get around in an electric wheelchair, but is hoping to have an operation to fit an electrical device on her spine. And a new film version of David Copperfield will open the BFI London Film Festival later. The personal history of David Copperfield is based on Charles Dickens' book and stars Slumdog Millionaire actor Dev Patel. The 12-day event also sees premieres from the likes of Keira Knightley, Robert De Niro and Star Wars actor Adam Driver.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Well, it was more disappointment for Kent's Adam Jamili at the World Athletics Championships last night. He narrowly missed out on a medal, finishing fourth in the 200 metres. The 25-year-old from Dartford told us what went wrong.
The guys came up on my shoulder and instead of just staying relaxed like the other guys did and I don't need to put any more effort in. The speed is already there. I just need to bounce and maintain and I just didn't do that. And let it slip through my fingers.
His teammate Dina Asher-Smith from Orpington will be hoping for a better result when she goes in the final of the women's 200 tonight. She's already won silver in the 100 metres. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.